Assistant Editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and VendingMarketWatch.com, here with Mike Lawler to talk about technology implementation. Mike, tell me the most important things to consider when implementing technology.
You know, Alfonso, that's a great question, and there's three things that I always share with vending operators when considering technology. The first thing is, you know, does the technology help them achieve their objectives? And the vast majority of the time, the answer is yes. Does it help increase sales? Does it help improve profits? And does it help the overall consumer experience? From there, I will typically ask them, you know, when considering technology, you know, look for a market-proven, reliable solution, and look for a, you know, solution that's easy to deploy, that's got all the key components when you move forward with implementation. We typically rely on historical data on what technology has done for other vending companies. As an example, with all the extensive amount of data we have around cashless payments and all of our work with other vending companies, we'll share the successes of those in terms of what has it done to improve, again, getting back to some core tenants, what has that done to improve top-line sales, bottom-line profits? What has technology done to improve consumer experience? So when one vendor operator can see the success of other vendor operators using that technology, it leads them to follow down that same path. Implementation of any technology, whether it be cashless payments or any type of wireless telemetry, involves some level of enterprise change with any vending company. So they have to be prepared, the vending operator has to be prepared for change. And change is never easy, but again, if they keep in mind what the benefits of the change are and that it's worth the pains of going through the change, then they just need to stay the course. But it will entail some level of change and some level of pain, but the benefits from implementing the change far outpace and will cure the challenges that they're dealing with today.
Okay, thank you, Mike. For Mike Lawler, Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and VendingMarketWatch.com, I'm Alfonso Flores.